Renowned Polish poet Czesław Miłosz died today at the age of 93. In a career spanning more than 7 decades, he saw the world of his youth disappear. He spent years in exile, won the Nobel Prize for his poetry in 1980, and lived to see his homeland free again. Miłosz may be best known for Captive Minds, published after he defected to the West in 1951. It's a bitter complaint about the Communist Party's control over Polish intellectuals. But Miłosz also loved everyday pleasures. Here he is reading from his poem, A Confession, in a 1994 interview with NPR's Daniel Zwerdling.
My lord, I loved strawberry jam and the dark sweetness of a woman's body. Also well-chilled vodka, herring in olive oil, scents of cinnamon, of cloves. So what kind of prophet am I? Why should the spirit have visited such a man? Many others were justly called and trustworthy. Who would have trusted me?
Former U.S. poet laureate Robert Haas has helped translate several volumes of Miłosz's poetry, and he joins us now. Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
The poetry of Czesław Miłosz covers a huge range of subjects. It seems almost impossible to sum up his literary contribution, but could you try?
It's very difficult, and I think for people who want to read him, the way to do it is to begin at the beginning and read through this enormous, 70-year record of the experience of a life in the 20th century. I think there are a couple of things that one could say about him. He's a realist. That line, "My Lord, I love strawberry jam," is not a bad place to begin with his work. He tried to make a record of the world as he saw it. He saw some of the most terrible events of the 20th century. They tortured his imagination. He loved life. He was a man of large appetites. He felt like he shouldn't love life that was so terrible. And that conflict and the need to express the world, to find a way to say what it was like to live here, is at the core of his work. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful engine in his work. This hunger to understand why suffering? What is the nature of things? What is being? Where does it go? In that way, he's a philosophical poet, I guess, or a poet of amazement, at least, and puzzlement at existence.
Czesław Miłosz won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1980, the same year the Solidarity Trade Union was born, and Americans associated his name with anti-communism. But do you think it's unfair to pigeonhole him as a political figure?
Yeah, as a witness to the Holocaust, it's another theme of his poetry that it was by accident that he became a witness to history, and that he might have written another kind of poetry in another time. And really, from 1960 to 2000, for 40 years, he was writing his poems mostly in California, and he became partly an American poet, though he was writing in Polish. He was writing out of American landscapes and writing about memory, about exile, about how the imagination can... He wrote about, I think Joseph Brodsky said, the unbearable fact that we human beings can hardly grasp our own existence.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure, I'm glad to do it.
Former U.S. poet laureate Robert Haas speaking to us about the poet Czesław Miłosz. Miłosz died today at his home in the Polish city of Krakow. To close our tribute, we hear him reading a section of his poem, A New Province.
You would like to hear how it is in old age? Certainly. Not much is known about that country till we land there ourselves with no right to return. I would prefer to be able to say, I am satiated. What is given to taste in this life, I have tasted. But I am like someone in a window who draws aside a curtain to look at a feast he doesn't comprehend.